We're talking about vector register length here.
Well, yeah, there's some rows of LEDs on the top here that can display various test points and registers and so forth, and most of which are internal. The one of which that was settable under program control was the vector length register. And so the operating system guys got a little bit creative in the idle loop. So when it was idle, it would constantly set 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, all increasing up to 64, and then back down. So actually, when it was in the idle loop, you could look at the one register up there, and it'd be doing kind of a Xylon thing, and going back and forth, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that's how you could tell it was idle at that moment. So that's just a little bit of Unix operating system history for the Cray 2.
And the Q2 in this case.
Yeah, and this one only had one. The other one had four of them you could take a look at. But if the thing ever hung solid, you'd grab a piece of paper and you'd write down a bunch of registers from the top lights.
Okay.
And then,
that was your core dump.
Well, you could also take a dump, and that was usually the most telling thing. But every once in a while...
What would hang it?
Oh, usually operating system errors.
So what was the operating system on this? I mean, what was...
Unix System 5. I've got the... Cray created Unix system. They called it Unicos.
Hmm.
And the original name for real history buffs was CXOS, sort of a combination of Cray and Unix.
Okay.
But that name only survived up to 0.9 release. When release 1 came out, it was called Unicos. And then we ran on ours, on Unicos, all the way from 1 to 10.
Hmm.
So there was quite a few releases of that. And so, yeah, it was the first Unix supercomputer, the Cray 2.
The Cray 2. So in a sense, this Q2 was the very first physical Unix supercomputer, because it was run by Unix.
Well, Q1 existed.
Q1 existed.
Which was used for internal software development, and that's probably the one it booted on first. But that one's no longer with us, so.
Yeah, I wonder.
This would be the second one, probably.
I wonder if the Q1 and Q3 do exist somewhere. It's hard to.
You could ask around Chippewa Falls. I suspect they cut them up for scrap.
Yeah, and if Jim Curry says that this is it, then it has to be it.
Yeah. Well, so. Well, last time I saw this system was in 1988. Somewhere around late September, we powered it off and shipped it to Cray.
Late September of 88?
Yeah, so now here it is, 2006.
There it is. 2005.
18 years, 2005, sorry. Yeah. Some 17 years later, almost. Just shy of 17 years.
Yeah, and it came by a circuitous route here.
Oh, yeah, man, it sure has.
And I'm striving to preserve it for an indefinite future.
Yep.
Along with your words about it. And since it was sort of shrouded in mystery until your visit, you had a few facts about it, but now we have a lot of facts about it.
Wow. Take a quick one from the top down.
Yeah, top down picture.
A little higher view at least.